The US Report.
At 10 past 9, we say good morning to you once again, Lester Fisher, and we start with the results of the first of the caucuses, where Cruz has trumped Trump.
Amazingly, too. Next up for the group is New Hampshire. The presidential contenders have turned their airplanes and their hopes to the next arena in this fight for the nomination, a state that will test Cruz's broad appeal and also give Hillary Clinton yet another chance to revive her battered campaign. Clinton and Bernie Sanders fought to a virtual dead heat in the Iowa caucus on the Democratic side. And on the Republican side, Cruz, he won, provided a twist worthy of a topsy-turvy race. He won 27.7% support. The Texas senator proved to be beloved by evangelicals, even much maligned by many others in his party, and adept at mounting a powerful grassroots operation. Donald Trump's second-place finish was at 24.3%, and it was a humbling blow for him. But he has an explanation for it. He says the Cruz camp distorted what was a campaign glitch by Ben Carson, and so told a lot of Iowa caucus goers that it was okay to vote for Cruz. So he's saying he was robbed of this. I don't know. It's just it's a fascinating campaign, and I still can't believe it's got a year to go.
It does indeed, and New Hampshire is the next stomping ground, and a few Republican candidates dropping out.
Yeah, at least two of them, Rick Santorum and Rand Paul, who's the senator from Kentucky, both saw their finish in the Iowa caucuses as a sign. They both exited the race. Rand Paul has a tough re-election race for the Senate in Kentucky coming up, so he's going to concentrate on that. Santorum bowed out and said that he will support Marco Rubio in this quest to gain the Republican presidential nomination.
Bernie Sanders doing very well to tie with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he did. You know, they talked about turnout in Iowa, and turnout was astronomical. And Bernie Sanders did quite well. I mean, statistically, what separates these two candidates on Monday night was almost insignificant. Next Tuesday in New Hampshire, we'll see if Bernie Sanders has big momentum. He has been leading in the polls up there now for months. So if those polls turn out to be right, it could be his first decisive win. If the polls are wrong, it could prove once again that Hillary Clinton is resilient. She did this the last time around with Barack Obama in 2008, when, despite what the polls said, he lost and she won decisively.
Resilient it may be, but very worrying still to the Clinton campaign, isn't it?
Yes, very concerned with the Clinton campaign. There's something intrinsically wrong with the way the campaign is running. And a lot of her aides are saying that the senior staff needs to concentrate more. Who knows? There'll be a lot of questions answered Tuesday night, one way or another.
Lester, there's been quite a bit of reaction to President Barack Obama's visit to a mosque recently.
Yeah, the president sought to correct what he called the hugely distorted impression of Muslim Americans as he made his first visit to a U.S. mosque, said that those who demonize all Muslims for the acts of a few are playing into extremist hands. The president inserted himself into a debate that has ricocheted in the presidential campaign. Obama told parishioners at a mosque outside Baltimore, Maryland, that he'd heard from young Muslims worried that they'll be rounded up, kicked out of the country. He says Muslims, too, are concerned about the threat of terrorism, but are too often blamed as a group for the violent acts of a very few. For Muslim advocates, the president's visit was a long-awaited gesture to a community that has warmed up, that has warmed of escalating vitriol against them, and has accompanied the public concern about Islamic State and other extremist groups. Although the president has visited mosques overseas, he waited until his final year in office to make this visit, reflecting the issue's sensitivity and its political implications.
And it does make it a significant visit, doesn't it?
Well, it is the first time, as I said, that that the president has gone to a mosque. He's been to several mosques overseas. But this year's Republican presidential campaign has kind of brought mosques to the center. You know, Donald Trump has called for banning Muslims from the U.S. temporarily, and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio warned of radical Islamic terrorism. Muslim American Advocates group have warned of a growing antagonism that has followed the recent attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California, by those purporting to act in the name of Islam.
And now, Lister, we learn that the Zika virus can be transmitted sexually.
Yeah, according to health officials in Dallas, a person in Texas has become infected with the Zika virus through sex, and it is the first case of the illness being transmitted within the United States amid the current outbreak, which has been mostly in Latin America. The unidentified person had not traveled, but had sex with somebody who had returned from Venezuela and had fallen ill with Zika. Dallas County health officials said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control issued a statement in a lab test confirming the non-traveler was infected. The virus, which has been linked to birth defects in the Americas, is primarily spread through mosquito bites, but investigators have been exploring the possibility it could be sexually transmitted. There was a report of a Colorado researcher who picked up the virus in Africa, apparently spread it to his wife back home in 2008, and it was found in one man's semen in Tahiti. The folks at the CDC are worried. They're not quite sure that they have the upper hand on this.
It's an important story that. No doubt, Lister, you'll be glued to your television set this Sunday evening to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, unlike what the rest of the world calls football, we call this football, and it is such a tribal celebration that occurs every year. This is Super Bowl 50, and it'll be coming from San Francisco, and it'll be between the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos. Late today, we found out that Lady Gaga set to sing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. The NFL told the AP on Tuesday that Lady Gaga will sing the Star Spangled Banner at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Academy Award-winning actress Marilee Maitland will perform in the American Sign Language during the national anthem. I heard from the halftime show that it'll feature Gustavo Dudamel, who is the conductor of the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra. People are going all out. I understand that after Thanksgiving, it is the day when people in this country have the biggest meals while watching the Super Bowl. And it is an orgy. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning with the pre-game show. The game doesn't start until 6:20 p.m. So it is a long, long, laborious day, I would say.
Good luck to the teams. Thank you very much, Lister Fisher.